Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to welcome you to Practical Christianity on this morning's show. I salute you all, dear children of God, on your way to work and at home, wherever you are. I'll read a scripture for our discussion from the book of Job, chapter 39. Our subject today is going to be the king's horse. Let's look at verse 19. The Bible says, "Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with tender? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He poured in the valley and rejoiced in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He mocks at fear and is not frightened. Nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage. Nor does he come to a halt because the trumpet has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet, he says, aha. Do you love the horse? He smells the battle from afar. The thunder of captains and shouting. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his blessed word. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to explain all this, but I want us to understand that one of the animals heaven uses on earth is oftentimes the horse. So horses, unlike cats or dogs, are divine animals. So the Bible tells us that there were some four spirits of heaven who came down and they were riding different colored horses. That is in Zechariah chapter 6. Now in Revelation chapter 19, our Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back riding on a white horse. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the armies of heaven are going to be riding on horses similarly. They are not riding on donkeys nor any other funny animal. They are on horses.
The
horse is an animal that signifies royalty. Perhaps it is because they have some features that God loves, which I have read out to you in the book of Job. Our text. But it seems to me when you read the Bible that one of the important vehicles of heaven is the horse.
And
every nation loves some particular vehicles that are especially manufactured in the nation. Like if you take the German nation, most of them, they like to drive German cars.
Na obi biara oman biara womo ye ehyen no omo pese omo nya ehyen bia omo ka se eye omo dia efi omo ho into we German ya ho womo ahyen no omo ani jeho pa.
The kingdom of heaven, or the nation of heaven, also is in love with one particular vehicle called the horse.
Osha wan yakopo ahenia num so a ehyen bi wo ho omo ani jeho ani oponko.
Now, some horses are used in battles.
Na emponko bi wo ho a yade omko ako.
Kings ride on horses to battles.
Na ahenfo etena ponko so ekwa ako.
The horses carry the kings into the battle.
Na emponko no esoa ahenfo no de omko ako ano.
If the horse doesn't go, the king cannot go.
Se emponko na anko a wo hene no wontumi nko.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So it is a horse that introduces the king to the battle or the challenge or the problem. So the extent to which the horse goes is the extent to which the king or the warrior will go.
Wow. And in ti baby dia wa mponkwano betu mi akwedu no ehonu na ohine no so obetu mi adu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something today, especially to the young people who are listening to me.
Na enna me baba kan bibi de kira wonkanka emrante na mutie mi no.
That if you are a believer, I want you to understand that you are a royal horse.
Na me pesa woti asese se wo ye gidi ni a wo ye onyankopan na wo ye.
You are the horse of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So when you appear, the King of Kings, who is our dearest Jesus, has appeared. And when you don't go into a particular battle or challenge, Jesus cannot go there.
Enuti se wo ya hinemu hinemu se ekubi bana se wan kwa Yesu won tumi nkoho.
So the Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 19.
And it's Roman fang woman assembly wa wanya me pass one yeka.
That the earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Why
is the earth waiting for the manifestation of God's sons? Because when these kingdom sons appears, or they are manifest, the king will be manifest. Jesus will be manifest
yes,
in the challenge. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Wonderful. Now, I want us to understand as we move right along, that the battles that the horse is supposed to rush into is not the battle of the horse.
Na ekuna e wose ponko no okom no enyo ponko no na wahyehye ekuno.
Although the horse sees the battle.
Na e wom se ponko no ohu ekuno de.
But the battle belongs to the Lord.
Na so okuno e yerade de.
I came to tell somebody who is a believer.
Na me ba be ka kire wo bi a wo ye ogidi ni.
Who is a royal horse?
Ah wo ye onyakopo ahenia no ponko.
That the battles of your life is not your battle.
Se the
challenges of our lives that we see all around us in various aspects of our lives are not really for us. It is the battle of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he needs a vehicle, a horse that he will ride on it into the battle. The horse never fights in the battle. But he carries the fighter. He carries the warrior.
Hallelujah.
He carries our Jesus to handle the battles of your life.
Hallelujah.
The horse must not be afraid of challenges or battles. Similarly, you must not be afraid of the challenges that you face in your life.
Hallelujah.
Or the challenges that we face as a society in this world. Because I came to tell you that every battle is the Lord's battle.
Hallelujah. Me baba ka kire wo se eku biara wo fam no e ya Awurade ko.
We didn't come into the world on our own. God created his world and he ushered us in. So every problem that we have, it belongs to God.
Hallelujah.
But we must be bold people. Young people, you must be bold. Because there are challenges all around us. In our finances, there are challenges. In the social structure of the world system, there are challenges. Even there are challenges when it comes to gender issues. There are challenges everywhere. Challenges are being posed by new things like the pandemic. The world is getting more complicated and more difficult to live in. Although we think we are developing, simplicity is eluding us. And everything has become a battle now. Even when you have to marry, you have to battle. Everything you do is a fight. I came to encourage you that the battles of your life, don't be afraid at all. They are not for you. It is for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
If you read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter number 16 and then verse 9, the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are moving to and fro throughout the earth. The eyes of the Lord, they are running to and fro throughout the earth. That includes Africa. That includes where you are listening to me from. God's eyes are scanning the environment. What is he looking for? Says that he wants to show himself strong. He wants to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God wants to show himself strong on this continent of Africa, provided our heart is going to be a trusting heart. Provided our heart is going to be a bold and courageous heart. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He told Joshua several times.
Joshua,
Moses failed along the line. Now you have succeeded Moses.
Now Joshua,
I know Moses was your mentor. But where he failed, you can succeed.
Hallelujah.
He said, I only require one thing from you, Joshua. I want you to be bold and courageous. Because you are leading these people into the promised land. The land is bred for you. I am the one going to fight your battles. I only need you to have a perfect heart. A courageous heart. So that you can approach every battle of the warrior. Isaiah chapter 9.
Isaiah 10.
The Bible says that every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this one shall be with burning and fuel of fire.
Hallelujah. Wase otineni bia ne kumbiara edidede a enichiremu na eba na su wedie oja na ahwe ne mum. I receive it.
Do you know the reason why?
Now when him centra,
he says in the next verse that because unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is given.
Now amaye abofra.
And the government of the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder. It is not upon the shoulder of the horse. The rulership is on the battle is the Lord's. He has been given unto us. Because Jesus has been given and is living in you. And you are the royal horse of our dearest Jesus. He says, understand that with the fires of affliction, you are going to fight. This time you are going to see the fire burning,
yes,
and fuel of fire. Because every battle of the warrior, they use his sandals, they are burning everything,
yes,
and there is a big fire, but the horse is not afraid.
Yes.
We are going to rush into,
yes,
the fire. We are,
yes,
going to rush in the midst,
yes,
of our affliction.
Yes.
Not because,
yes,
everything is cool around us,
yes,
but because there are troubles around us.
Yes.
We are not going to give up the fight.
Yes.
We are going to rush into the trouble.
No.
We are going to rush into the burning,
yes,
fire, because every battle of the warrior is a confused noise.
Yes.
There will be thunder.
Yes.
We are not afraid of the thunder.
Yes.
There will be fire.
Yes.
We are not afraid of the fire, because unto us Jesus is born. He's going to ride his royal,
yes,
horses,
yes,
and he's going to go into,
yes,
the battle,
yes,
and break it like,
yes,
the day of Midian, and break every oppressor together,
Jesus,
and free people,
yes,
who are in bondage.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Onyamia ya wo oponkwa kasia na oponkwa no wasisa wa kwa kwa. What did they do in the room? And it was a tough for the baby. I want to confusion. Now I say, Empo Emra will come more entity and I'm tender if you come more banner. And you are how never after so a jawaho, you are from Nadin, Nelsusro, we are Ponqua when you did to offer a gentleman. Now I'm not from no, as I know to soon to Mosse. We wouldn't I and you won't take Jan, won't take Jan, won't take Jano. Now so dear Nibrena Cucudro, I befed Januma Cresa Cristo, Yadinama, now a Sumo, now.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The Bible says, can you frighten him like a locust?
Or
a grasshopper? No, 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 no. I came to strengthen you that you will not be afraid of the battles of your life, of your family,
Hallelujah.
Of your nation,
yes,
of dark skinned people. Whatever battle there is, ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
you will not be afraid. The Bible says that he's not afraid of the sword. He rushes towards the sword. Do you know why he rushes towards the sword? Because he knows that the battle is not his. Because he's aware of the person who is riding his back. I came to encourage you, don't be afraid of the terror by day, the terror
ha,
by night.
Ha,
don't be afraid
ha,
of the challenges of your future,
ha,
young people. Don't be afraid. Jesus is with you.
I
the King of Kings has your back.
I see my catch now. Mama wa kuma to a brand and a babawa.
There's an expression that says you go ahead, I have your back. It means that I am a partner to you. It means that nothing bad will happen to you. I am watching over you. says that when he sees the glittering sword and the arrows and all that, it still rushes into the battle. Because somebody is riding his back. The King of Kings is riding your back. I came to encourage you, don't be afraid.
Hallelujah.
Introduce the Lord into every battle that you see,
yes,
in the world, into every battle that you see in life,
yes,
in your particular life, in the society around you. Don't be afraid at all.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be frightened. Just rush at it. The sword is talking about words that are spoken. The Bible says that you can speak the word. You can utter whatever thing that you want to utter, Balaam. Goliath, you can say everything you want to say and curse us by your gods. But like David in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we are not afraid of the Goliaths of the day.
Now yet said David, said Samuel and woman it in the slow Goliath.
For 40 days, Goliath was coming to the camp, near the camp of Israel, and he was speaking words that will make them afraid and they'll be shaking at the knee.
Nana Goliath oba bejina epona ekuna no na wake kansam de nimrimu amu odu eke kansam ma enkrofo no omo wo so sa.
But David came along.
Na David be mu.
He was a royal material.
Ah, no wo onu do ofia hinfia nkasa.
That is what people didn't know about him.
Na enu na na nipa enim.
Na David was not an ordinary boy.
Na David onya obi keke.
That the hand of the Lord was upon his life.
So onyankopon sanwa ne so.
The spirit of God has secretly come upon him.
Na onyankopon sunsuma be wura ni mu.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And so David said that you come against me with all these swords and all that, but I am not afraid.
Hey.
The scripture says that when Goliath was coming towards him, David hurried and ran towards the giant, towards the army.
Ah, now I say David when the Jesus Goliath do to wenum na biabie wenum. Esa said the okay come tell me ni bibi na eba. And it Bible say mra Goliath, oh yeah, I'm coming. David said bra me ba. No tie me kigigigigigigi. Wase mi hia wo ya hwan.
David was behaving like a king's horse.
Nana David, or you not yourself, or in a punk.
Because what he said is that the battle is not mine, the battle is the
Lord. David can say, "Kuna nyamedia, ekono eya raditya."
And so he rushed towards Goliath.
Na Bible say, "Otu Amerika kushia Goliath."
And everybody's heart was in his hands.
Na na obi akuma tu yasi David na wuye.
What is David doing?
David kura kwa lakitu abeni.
The man is coming.
Papayi bo.
And you are not afraid. And
a usro.
You are hurrying and you are running towards this man.
Because
David said that you can curse me with your gods.
David said, Goliath, you to me the winyame now.
But I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
Now see when you are Israel, you are me.
That is what I want to encourage young people. It wasn't necessarily the smartness of David, it was the person he knew. To the royal horse, distance is not a barrier.
It
devours the distance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to encourage you, no matter where the problem is, as a royal horse still rushing to battle. Because distance is not a barrier in spiritual things. You can commit that case to God, and God is going to heal that child.
Hallelujah.
You can commit that person to God, and there is nothing in the spirit world like you are in Africa and he is in America. No, there is nothing like that. As a royal horse, devour the distance.
Hallelujah. Sample uwaha na unipa biwa brochure na uwaha biya sun sumuno yanfa plena ya kwa ya de kasa and it winya kasa ya pe na
maybe your brother has gone abroad. You have heard he's misbehaving. Devour the distance and go.
Maybe
your child has left home and he is misbehaving. Go down on your knees as a royal horse and devour the distance.
Yes.
Make nonsense of the distance. Because you are a royal horse.
Hallelujah.
We are still in verse 22. I was speaking from verse 24. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the blast of the trumpet, it says, aha.
Wasi wati sa nkrofo na bob ai abeno papa na wasi edi afa.
It is waiting for the battle.
Wasi mi ame champo sa ube bom na wabom.
Hey,
ayade.
Ayer papa 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 papa. Battle time. He says, aha.
Yakoye ni.
Hallelujah.
What a word.
What is the fancy of aha? It is still aha. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I came to encourage you today. I came to encourage you today. That don't be afraid of the battles of your life. Your mentors may have failed like Moses. But you are Joshua. You are Yahweh's salvation. Jesus has come during your time. You have him in your heart. Devour the distance and go ahead and succeed where your fathers failed.
Hallelujah.
Introduce God to the big situations of life. Don't be afraid at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes God is waiting for a big size problem to show himself strong in.
Oh, wow.
I want to tell you that there are some battles that you give to God and God says, no, I'm not interested.
Preach it. Hey.
Because when I go and fight this fight, nobody will see my glory. When I go and solve this problem, nobody will think that God did it, because this one, human beings are doing it every day.
Now,
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Okay.
There are some things you pray about, God doesn't want you to pray about it, then He wants you to solve it.
Okay.
He came to Lazarus' grave.
Now, about Lazarus,
and he told them, roll away the stone. He didn't say, by my power. Ash. Kalamakuta banda. I roll the stone myself.
Yes. Odu Lazarus. And
you have to do some things by yourself. He has given you wisdom and strength. You have been praying about it. Get up and solve it. There are some prayers God is not interested in. I came to tell you today. There was a time in the book of John, chapter 11.
Now, Yohane, Tidubaku.
That they came to tell Jesus that Lazarus, whom you love, is sick.
Lazarus, now what done on what yare?
The Bible says that Jesus loved Lazarus.
Now Bible says, now yes, what done Lazarus?
And the sisters.
And then in your man.
So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days where he was.
Now what is what yare po? Atina hona mi enu baby or one ara.
In other words, he was saying, I'm not interested in this sickness. This sickness you have come to pray to me about, I'm not interested.
What the word? I say, Yare, I'm with you. I'm sorry, Lazarus. Yare, oh, Mamma, come on, baby, drove you on.
The Bible says, by the time he got to the scene,
the Bible says, I'm not Yesu, or call baby, there are some one.
It was 4 days later.
Now, nine.
He intentionally waited for 4 days for Lazarus to die out of the sickness, for the Lazarus to start smelling. Because somehow the Jews, they believe that if you die, you can resurrect. So they leave you there somehow. Jesus wanted Lazarus to be dead. Dead, dead.
Die, you shall die.
Die, 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 die. Die 3 times. Die. Decay. Problem, challenge, decay. I want a decayed problem to
die. Hey, that's my God. Wasi, yes, you try. Wasi, Lazarus. Mumani wu. O wu ya musienu. Nyase musienu kako. Musienu ya. We wu no. On some.
When he came and he said that you have a part to play, you roll away the stone for me.
Na oba no se he mrantie ne ma ba wa chogboy. Mu mpia boba no enkonche mame.
He said, Lord, you don't understand.
The
man has been 4 days dead. By this time, he is smelling. Jesus said, didn't I tell you, Martha, that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? They rolled away the stone. And he said,
Lazarus,
come forth. I came to tell somebody that you may not understand why God has delayed. You have prayed about your husband. It's like God has intentionally, he's not answering your prayer. And now he has grown from bad to worse. You have cried about your daughter. God heal my daughter. God heal my daughter. It's like God says, I am not interested.
Now the
thing is deteriorating. Now it has reached a point that doctor says that there is nothing we can do. God is interested in those problems. I said God is interested in those problems. As a royal horse rush into battle and introduce the King of Kings to that problem that doctor says is hopeless. Because very soon God is going to call out the name. He is going to call out your name.
He
is going to call out your husband's name.
He
is going to call out your daughter's name. That daughter of so and so. Husband of so and so. Business of so and so. School in academic life of so and so. You have died, now you are beyond repairs. Now I say unto you,
sorry.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is going to call out your name.
I receive it.
He knows you by name. When the problem has become the God size, then he comes upon the scene. Provided the horse will not be afraid. You introduce the King of Kings into this new dimension that you say, Lord, now I have fought, I am tired, I've given up on the man, I've given up on my child, I've given up academically, I've given up this ministry, I've given up what you asked me to do. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In the book of Isaiah chapter 61,
Isaiah,
the Bible tells us that God has anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. And then he went to preach the gospel to the poor. If you come down on, the Bible says that he is going to comfort all those who mourn in Zion.
Now I say, Obeba Kransama, one ma, one mucha jajo ewo Israel.
I am speaking to your heart now. God says, I came to comfort you today. So that you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of mourning and heaviness.
Say beya, what the ataria ya ye ye beshe, na we ye de ye or ya uni sunu egunchen.
After you have comforted yourself, been comforted by the God who is with you, who has your back.
Now, sister, we show
do you know your assignment?
Now,
in the same Isaiah chapter 61,
Isaiah,
it says that these people are going to be called trees of righteousness.
Now,
they are going to attack the waste places. When they look at the wastage in the world, they will not be afraid. They will introduce God into the picture. It says that the desolations of many generations. Yeah, they may have committed ruins and destroyed our image and destroyed our image as dark-skinned people, destroyed your image as a family, maybe the generations ahead of you. But you are going to look at your family, which doesn't have a good name in whatever town that you are, whatever city that you have. And the Bible says that because of the comfort that you are having, you are going to solve the rooms. There's going to come Tel Aviv.
Jesus. Now I say, Ebia se wuye bibini, ukwe bebia yemu, esan ye nanana num yoma ye, Ebia webusye, e dini bi adasu enye, obia wo dina ye dia de boni bi fam, wasi enunti, wo babe sore waka, na watina niya aseno, niya ye bo dine nye yenu, wo babe dag nyan kupon e di e wum, na nyoma besisan ye.
He says that as a royal horse, just ride into it.
Now wasi sa wuye o hini ni ponkonu,
take it to me in prayer. Continue to believe me for it. Because you are going to repair the desolations of many generations. Don't be afraid at all that if you look at history, this has been the trend. God wants to restore some things to us, dark skinned people.
God
God wants to restore some things to you in your family. In our community, in our nations, that we say that, oh, corruption has engulfed everywhere. Politics has engulfed everywhere. Now, Pastor, that whole thing is spoiled. I came to tell you that although it may be spoiled and it may be stinking like the dead body of Lazarus, yet Jesus, his words can touch dead things and they can come alive.
Hallelujah. Ebia obetumi aka se proye ni dwiri ase bebia amamusam ubo wanpa amamusam wom. Nanso me ka cho se se Lazarus ni ni pedu atumi wuna na me proya. Yesu ni edin kwa ba sa proya tibia num dia. Ene tibia na ye wom na ye se apro ni Yesu ni edin kwa bebem.
When I went to Israel, I was told that Tel Aviv Yafo means ruined spring. In other words, it was ruined for many years, thousands of years, but 1948 it started to blossom again.
Papa si oko Israel no kro be friend Tel Aviv ose a kire se asai e na asan ye ye asai mre bebre na 19 ahiare e na fe enkwa ashase ebem.
The tell is the ruin. Aviv is revive or life coming back again.
And it was a tell me to say, woo, la vive, ne to say, la vive, la vive.
I came to tell somebody, no matter the rules that you inherited,
if the
people of Israel have built that city with skyscrapers, ladies and gentlemen, Tel Aviv is beautiful.
Tel Aviv is papa.
You can do the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there are deserts and ruins, if they are planting and they are agric, is they are exporting flowers outside from a rocky place. If Aviv is happening, I came to tell us,
Aviv,
children of God,
Aviv,
that if they are revival, they are Aviv. Do you know what that means? It means that we are going to experience resurrection.
Yes.
And life.
Yes.
Just let Jesus, who is the resurrection and the life, enter the deadness of your Lazarus situation.
Jesus' name. Now I see a wano and kaya me poso. Now so mu to me dia and shine my yedi to kwain. And unti sena wua aviv etia se hallelujah. Katra wu se aviv. Ama wanyanku pon sorry no, wanyanku pon Kenya no. Asanya batibiana wodi awusi ewa abonse Lazarus ni pedian me say aviv abim.
I went to Mount Gilboa where Saul and Jonathan died.
Wasu akwa bebi Saul ni Jonathan wu yano.
I was surprised. David cares that let there be no dew on you.
Na David adumi sabi poni say.
They told me this is Mount Gilboa and you could see it. This is Mount Metushua, and which is very close by and all that. And the thing, there are trees on it. The Bible says that if they are fall away is the riches of the Gentiles. Imagine now that they are getting green.
Now I say, sample, almost share, see, no, a young one is ready, my mamma, for. Now, says, see, I am, you are my, yeah, who shouldn't walk.
Their green means that ours will be greener.
Now, at Chelsea, so much, Diana, I am greener. Yeah, Diana, and we'll be your dwarfs, sir.
If their rune is receiving a viv or life,
na se ni a ewu ye no ahya sie anya nkwadea.
Then ours is resurrection.
Now, yeah, dear, yeah, oh, sorry.
They are signal to us.
Come to
that the king is waiting.
So on here train
for his horses. To rush to the wastelands. Those places that people have given up. I came to encourage you. Don't be discouraged about the place. Be like the horse that God made. You are a royal horse. I said you are a royal horse.
I receive it.
I said you are a king's horse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go and give that difficult situation to God.
I'm
reminded of Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter
18,
when he wanted to prove the bigness of God, he said that bring 12 stones. They built an altar. They put wood on it. They cut the bullock and then they put it on it. He says that fill 4 water pots with water and pour it on the wood. Everything, pour it. At the end of the day, they poured 12 water pots of water. And afterwards, he filled the trench. And he said, God, now, the case is a God-sized one. Nobody can bring fire to the wall. Now, come and show. Come and show. Come and show. Come and show that you are God in my life. Come and show that you live inside of me. I am not afraid like Elijah. I have poured water on it. The situation may have deteriorated and decayed. But you are God in heaven. Oh, Goliath may have done all that he wants to do, but the battle is the Lord.
Yes.
Come and solve it.
Yes. Now I say, Emma Elijah shared your senior me behave with so ne. I say, Mude Musi Muchiano. And yes, Muchiano can show no bian. I say, Munko Chunia, Timba Cassiana, the Cosso Melno. Munko Chuck Cassia Meguso. Or we are see a Munfa in so uncrana and Gusom Sechawena. Yet this so uncra dummy and was any problem. And when I train a monsan fence so muso. Oh, yeah, no, Jenna, to your Sarah, they are to me, and they are da, we are no bayer. And one who almost says, ah, how the nipa how, oh, nipa ain't to me yet, and it's watching when I'm me bem. Ah, now how many necassier? Manacassier. Now when you're Miss Soman, or Yammy Lee, or Bemudu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that if you know the right thing to do, do the wrong thing, and don't go to school, and don't work. Until your poverty is not spelled the normal way. They spell it with only 2 letters, P-O-P-O, as somebody said. And then you said, God, come and solve this finances problem. That is all my message.
Masama make an itin here, Minka say. Wouldn't they say what's a way? So what's a go school? What do you say, Juma? What's a men yet? Or see what he am not Baba was sono? What trumpa en ye, po, and you ope.
I am talking about you who is listening to me. You do all that you can do. You pray all that. You believe and your faith fails. You fast and still the stubbornness is even worse. You feel like giving up. You are the one I'm referring to. That the situation has grown so worse out of all that you have to do. Let the God who answers by fire just rush into the battle and tell him, the battle is yours. Come and solve it.
Me kachira wa wo bom pa ye da. Me kachira wa wo twa wonyame ani mu akontre mu. Me kachira wa wo ye bibi wo ne a wo fam no ho a wa ye a fe de wo pa ba. Me kachira wa ansha wo jidipo e ye ayira se sabre de twu ho. Na ma wonyame na wo ye nyame wade kese, wo ye nyame kese wo nyo me nyina mu no. Onna ne ho adi wo wasem no mu. Na hwe de besi.
God doesn't like riding dogs.
Riding
Dogs. They will put their tail in between their hinder legs and then they will be moving as if it's a certain car that I don't want to describe. Sometimes you watch them, they will be going like this, but they will be watching you. He said, look at it. It's afraid. It's afraid. They will tell you as they are going. Their legs are this way, but their neck is somewhere they are going.
Come on, Osro. Sanonante. Oh, you're going to pump a cramine. Or the Nibia Besson had a cow. No, God,
he created a vehicle.
Now, or not a sub one is
called the horse.
It's a ponko.
He gave it some features. If I can get those things in my children, I'll solve the battles and bring restoration. And our Jesus will be ready to come in the second coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Rise up on your feet with me.
Sorry, John, I swear.
Maybe you are here, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Listen to
me.
You want Jesus to come and have your back. You want him to ride you like a royal horse into the battles of your life. You want to say this after me. Dear Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Lift up your hands, everybody. Bless his holy name for his precious word.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.